AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A jury has been selected in the trial of William Porter, the first of six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray last spring. Ross Simpson has details.
Prosecutors say Porter asked Freddie Gray, who had been placed in the back of a police transport van with handcuffs and leg shackles, if he needed a medic. But when Gray responded that he couldn't breathe, Porter did not call for aid and instead simply picked Gray up off the floor of the van and placed him on a bench.
And prosecutors say that Porter is on trial for what he did not do before the death of Freddie Gray. Lively debate in the British Parliament as Prime Minister David Cameron calls on the body to approve airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria.
We should answer the call from our allies. The action we propose is legal. It is necessary. And it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn rejects the proposal.
The Prime Minister understands that public opinion is moving increasingly against what I believe to be an ill-thought-out rush to war.
Secretary of State John Kerry, after meeting with other NATO foreign ministers, says individual members of the alliance can help in a variety of ways.
We have asked for the participation of special forces, of people to provide police training, people to provide ammo, military assistance. People can provide enablers. There are various ways in which countries can contribute.
U.S. companies added more workers last month. Payroll processor ADP says the vast majority of the 217,000 new private sector jobs were in retail, finance, or other service industries. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says he likes the numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 40. This is AP Radio News. A top official from the Clinton administration has died.
Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who served during President Clinton's second term, has died at age 70, according to his consulting firm. He had been in ill health. Berger had just been awarded the World Food Program's inaugural Global Humanitarian Award. In 2005, Berger pleaded guilty to removing classified documents from the National Archives. He was sentenced to probation and fined $50,000 and later gave up his law license. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
To celebrate their daughter's birth, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, want to use nearly all of their $45 billion to solve world problems. Zuckerberg says he's optimistic.
Make it so people don't get sick anymore. Can we build more inclusive and welcoming communities? Can people in the next generation learn and experience 100 times more things than we can? I think the answer to that is yes.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.